The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
It was great. Like I said, it's not about the way I feel. It's the way the whole team feels. You know, seeing everybody come at me, that's the best part.
Josh Manson, your unexpected hero, as his shot from the point gets through, beats Jordan Binnington, who had been outstanding to that point, making 51 saves. But the Avalanche relentless assault ends up in the victory. And what I loved, Chad Andrus in for Stink will be back tomorrow. What I loved about two of the Avs' goals, including that game winner, was on the first one, who was in front of the net creating a screen? Nathan MacKinnon. Who was in front on that game winner creating a screen? Gabe Landeskog. You know, those are the kind of playoff goals, first of all, I love to see because of the effort and the sacrifice it takes. But that's what wins. That's what wins at this time of the year.
And I think last night was
a best players are doing it.
Last night was a great example of understanding or just seeing the visual of how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup playoff game. Because they dominated every phase and were awesome for the better part of 2.5 periods and still had to go to overtime and get a highly unlikely shot from an unlikely hero to go in to win it and end it. So it's just, it gave me, it reminded me of what it takes each game, game in and game out, to win any individual one in the playoffs.
And you go back to that that first goal by Nichushkin, and you had the work done by, first of all, MacKinnon wins the draw. Then you got Rantanen doing some really good work down in the corner, winning his one-on-one battle. Throws the puck to the front of the net. MacKinnon's there. And then Nichushkin there to get the putback rebound. Next on the Morning Brew.
I liked our game the whole night. I thought we were resilient there. Obviously, we made a mistake on the penalty kill. We changed four guys. Gave them one that was too easy. And it is what it is. You know, we've talked to our team all year long about being resilient and being mentally tough. And we came out and got right back to our game. Didn't capitalize on the power play, but just kept doing what we were doing throughout the course of the 60 minutes. And, you know, eventually we felt like we'd have a chance and then break them down and get the winner.
Once again, this team shows their mental toughness. And it was shaping up to be one of the most unlucky Avalanche playoff games ever. You hit five posts. You have what I thought was a ticky-tack, real ticky-tack, holding call on Taves that set up the power play goal, the equalizer for St. Louis late. And then you had the line change that just was poorly executed, a bit unlucky. Great play by St. Louis, but, I mean, that was Keystone Cops, them running around to try to get back into play, and Kyrou ends up scoring. So just a lot of things that were working against them. But, you know, I think that we look back on it, that Game 2 win over Nashville where they were forced to win a game where they were dominating, and it still went into overtime. I think that served them well last night.
Yeah, I think they have a good understanding based on past history, whether it's the first round this year or any of the last 3 years, that one mistake, two mistakes can decide the game. And last night, they were reminded once again, there was only one glaring mistake, I think, in the entire game on that change, and they got burned by it, and suddenly the game was tied, and we're going to overtime. And it was like, wait, what? How did that happen?
Right.
Right? And
how are we here?
Yeah. And I think they're well aware of that, and everyone knows and has a good understanding, and got another reminder last night that, hey, we're really good and we can apply constant pressure to just about anybody, but you still have to finish the job. And they found a way to finish the job.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Felt a lot like game two against Nashville at home, where we felt like we outplayed him, created a lot of scoring chances. Goalie played really good for them tonight and, you know, made some saves that, you know, we felt like we had empty nets and he stuck a leg out or a hand out, whatever. He played really well. So, but in overtime, you know, you just got to go out there and we just stressed, just keep playing.
Yeah, the funny thing is, this is how good this team can be. They pour 54 shots on goal. They dominate puck possession. They dominate the pace of play. And yet, for all of us who've watched the Avalanche, we know they could be a lot better. They missed a lot of nets, a lot of shots high and wide. I can see, I think it was Rantanen in on a 2-on-1 and just completely missed the net. You know, so it this is what makes this team so scary, is on a night in which they had 54 shots on goal, it's like, yeah, but, you know, the overall shooting accuracy could have been better and probably will get better as they get back into the flow of this series after being off for a week.
Yeah, I was a little stunned how many went way wide. Because with the five posts, there were far more than that were just off wide and by a significant margin, right? They weren't really close. If that gets dialed in, I mean, come on. It's church.
Yeah, there was about a minute and a half left in the game, and Darren Pang between the benches said, yeah, boy, the Avs are missing the net a lot. And I made that same observation a little bit earlier, but hey, they still put 54 shots on goal. Next game, that number could be... Well, that could be 54 in regulation if they continue to buzz around like they were last night. Next on the Morning Brew.
That ball is hit high and deep to right field. Way back there. Second deck. And we are underway.
On the second pitch of the game, crushes one. And the Giants lead just like that, 1-0.
Giants radio right there as the Rockies losing streak to the Giants, whether it's here or there, is now 12 in a row. Not the same kind of drawn-out, excruciating pain that has been caused by the Kansas City Chiefs over the Broncos, but this afternoon, the Rockies will try to avoid matching the 13 in a row that the Broncos have lost to the Chiefs.
That's what I was just about to say, the Baker's dozen.
Holy smokes.
Right? If they gag today, it's going to be, hold my beer, Broncos. How many in a row can we lose to the Giants? They can't beat this team. And sadly, as good as the Giants were in the regular season last year, I think long-term, going forward, roster, payroll, you're supposed to be worried about the Dodgers and the Padres. You're not supposed to be worried about the Giants
right.
as your top concern in the division. And they've lost a dozen straight.
All right. Well, there's always today. The beauty of baseball. There's always another game. We'll see if they can get the win this afternoon. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.